Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 706 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Adrian.
Hi, Pat. Hope you're doing well. This is Adrian here from South Africa. I would just like to know, when you provide clients with a lot of information on a quarterly basis, for example, I'm in the health and safety advising field where I provide legal compliance advice to clients, and I publish a newsletter on a quarterly basis. What programs or software can you suggest that can brighten up a newsletter, make it interesting, so that we can provide a valuable service to our clients that is not only interesting, but adds value to their life? Please, I would appreciate your answer. I want to make it exciting. And thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the information. I'm learning so much from you. You're awesome. Bye.
Hey, Adrian, thank you so much for the question. So spicing up or brightening up your newsletter, that can mean a number of different things. And I just want to mention really quick up front, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to add a lot more color or embellishments or templates or, you know, graphics or images into your newsletter. A newsletter is best brightened up by having incredibly useful and relevant content in it. So you need to set those expectations of what is going to be in those emails up front, so that when people subscribe, they know what they're going to get. You don't want to tell people that, you know, you're never going to sell them anything. It's just all pure content, and then the first couple emails you're selling them stuff, right? So as you could see, it's all about the expectation. It's not about how pretty it looks. And I'm sorry if I misunderstood that that's not what you meant, but I'm just mentioning that not just for you, Adrian, but for everybody else out there, because a lot of emails that are most effective don't have any graphics. It just goes straight to the point, and it's very much how emails are written from a friend to a friend, so just text only. And when those emails are sent, they actually have a higher rate of being found in the primary tab in Gmail. So I would say out of all of my own subscribers, 170,000 subscribers at this point, I'd say 30 to 40% of them, it could be more actually, are using Gmail in some way, shape, or form as the client tool to answer those emails, which means they get my emails and they're either put into the primary tab, the promotional tab, or the social tab. And I want them to be in the primary tab because that's the one that opens up first, and people have to take an extra step to click over the other ones. And sometimes nobody does that. And if you remove all the images in your emails, if you remove hundreds of links that are also in your emails, if you make it look less corporate, if you make it look less like you would get from, you know, like a Target Corporation or a Pottery Barn or one of those kinds of emails, the more likely it is going to show up in the primary tab, because Gmail, they have algorithms to check all those things, and they will help you get your emails seen, which is the first part, and then you need to get your emails opened. So that goes and ties directly into the subject line. So even before the content of the emails, you have to understand that people are going to see a whole bunch of other emails alongside yours. You have to ask yourself, well, what's going to make people open this? And you don't want to be clickbaity. You don't want to create these BuzzFeed type of headlines that only drive curiosity enough to open it, but then they don't, you know, you don't give them what they had expected based on the subject line. So you really want the subject line to share what it is you're going to be talking about, but it doesn't have to be bland. It could be interesting. It could be curiosity driven, but it should be relevant to the content, of course. There's a lot of tricks and tools that people use to discover awesome subject lines, and every niche is different in terms of what people respond to. But really, all what it comes down to is testing. You want to test, see what works for you. Brightening up your newsletters, you know, really it's just, for me personally, it's about putting my personality into my newsletter. So when people read it, they feel that that is me talking to them on the other end. Another aspect of brightening up my newsletter is understanding who exactly I'm sending these emails to. I actually use a tool called ConvertKit, and this is the one I would recommend for people who are just starting out in their journey and are building their email list and want to send great broadcast newsletters, great autoresponder follow-up newsletters that are automatically sent after you write them the first time. They get sent out to subscribers after a certain amount of time they've been subscribed. And you can divide your list and tag certain people based on certain actions that they've taken, on certain questions that they've answered, on certain, you know, aspects of where they are on your list. You're able to send them different things. So I have three different buckets based on the kinds of people I know who are in my audience. And that's all based on a survey, actually. And that helps me deliver content that is very relevant to each of those different groups of people. And that increases my open rate a crazy amount. And it also helps me get through to my audience and have them take action on whatever my call to actions are in those emails. So really speaking to your audience and understanding who they are and being yourself and sharing that personality and really delivering valuable content, that means a lot more than just, you know, fancy images and graphics. I would say that if you really wanted to include an image, one at most, and I would include an image of your face if it was going to be in every one. For example, at the bottom of the email in your signature, just so people could see you there. That's one idea. Or you can have one image related to the content that is something that people would then be curious about, so they'll click through to that blog post or that piece of content that you're writing. Anyway, hopefully that's helpful to you, Adrian. And again, that tool I would recommend is ConvertKit. If you go to askpat.com/ConvertKit, you can go ahead and check it out there. I'm actually an advisor to the company. I've tried several other kinds of email service providers in the past, and for what most people are doing who follow me, ConvertKit is the answer. So that's askpat.com/ConvertKit. So Adrian, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate your question. We're going to get your address in a couple weeks. My assistant will reach out to you within a couple weeks, and we'll collect your address to send you an AskPat t-shirt, because everybody who gets their question featured here on the show gets an AskPat t-shirt. So if you have a question to ask me, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And as always, I like to end with a quote here, and today's quote comes from Christopher Morley. He says, "Big shots are only little shots who keep shooting." Take care. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of AskPat. Bye now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.